More than 730,000 New Yorkers have already cast ballots ahead of tomorrow's mayoral election, more than four times the number that voted early 4 years ago. It's a race with big stakes for the city and beyond. Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani has vaulted from a relatively unknown state legislator to the frontrunner to lead the largest city in the country. William Brangham reports on what his potential victory means for New York City and the larger Democratic Party.
At a packed concert venue in Queens recently, thousands of supporters gave Zoran Mamdani the rock star treatment. Mamdani joked about just how unlikely his meteoric rise was.
As recently as this February, our support had reached the eye-watering heights of 1%. We were tied with noted candidate, someone else.
But today, he is the front runner to be New York's next mayor after winning a crowded Democratic primary with his charismatic, relentlessly on-message campaign about affordability.
No New Yorker should ever be priced out of anything they need to survive.
His supporters are all in.
What is it going to be like in the future when we want to like raise families, when we want to do whatever else? And it's important that there's like a groundwork for that, which currently right now is a little shaky.
We want the city to be more affordable. We want, you know, people to be fed. We don't want ice on the street. Like, these are all things. And I don't know if I trust another candidate to be able to do those things.
It feels like change, and it feels like this is a hope for change for the better.
The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist is leading most polls by double digits. Republican Curtis Sliwa, founder of the volunteer vigilante group The Guardian Angels, and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo are trailing.
And the voters are going to have to decide in this election what candidate has the plan to save the city and what candidate can get it done, not just talk about it.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's happening?
Cuomo is running as an independent after his stunning loss in the Democratic primary this summer. Mamdani beat him by more than 12%. New York's current mayor, Eric Adams, endorsed Cuomo in late October after abandoning his own independent bid.
And I'm a fight for the family with Andrew Cuomo.
In the campaign's closing weeks, Cuomo, running a distant second, has been courting conservative-leaning voters, including trying to turn Mamdani's support for Palestinians against him.
The offense he has shown to the Jewish community, he should be ashamed of himself.
At a gathering in Queens organized with local Jewish groups, some Cuomo supporters described him as a lesser of two evils.
To be quite frank with you, I'm not a huge Cuomo fan, but I think he's the only one that has even a reasonable shot of defeating Mamdani, and that is my number one priority. As a Jewish person with all the anti-Semitism going on, he wouldn't condemn Hamas in the immediate aftermath of the October 7th atrocities. He is just a menace and a danger in so many ways.
Mamdani has called Israel's actions in Gaza a genocide, and he has been meeting with Jewish leaders across the city. He's also called out what he says is blatant Islamophobia coming from his opponents, like when Andrew Cuomo recently chuckled after a radio host suggested that Mamdani, who is Muslim, would celebrate another 9/11 terrorist attack occurring. Mamdani says he is committed to fighting anti-Semitism and that his views on Israel have no bearing on his ability to lead the city.
I look forward to being a mayor for every single person that calls this city home. And that includes Jewish New Yorkers who may have concerns or opposition to the positions that I've shared about Israel and Palestine.
Patrick Gaspard has advised several New York mayors and is an informal advisor to the Mamdani campaign. He says Mamdani's position on Gaza is not the political drag some analysts believe, noting that polls show more than 70% of Democrats oppose providing additional economic and military support to Israel.
Where you stand on this issue, on the issue of Gaza and the rights of the Palestinians, is almost like the point of entry into the conversation. I'll let you come onto my porch to talk about the things that matter, like public education, policing, quality of life, But I need to know where you stand on an issue that is troubling my soul every time I go on social media.
We have a plan. Take the most expensive city in the United States of America and make it affordable.
Gaspard also credits Mamdani's canny deployment of snappy social media videos.
So get ready to see a lot more scary videos of this face on your TV.
Alongside old school organizing, his campaign recruited a volunteer army 80,000 strong. But Gaspard also points to another energizing force.
I don't believe that this candidacy is possible at this decibel level, if not for Donald Trump's victory.
President Trump's fingerprints have been on this race for months, from dropping federal corruption charges against Mayor Adams to publicly suggesting Curtis Sliwa should drop out.
I'm not dropping out.
And most recently, with his deployment of federal agents to round up immigrant street vendors and seize people coming into a federal building for immigration appointments. Trump has also threatened to arrest Mamdani if, as mayor, he tries to stop these deportation efforts.
If you have a communist running New York, all you're doing is wasting the money you're sending there. So I don't know that he's won, and I'm not a fan of Cuomo one way or the other, but if it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a communist, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time, to be honest with you.
If Zoran hires people who are truly talented, independent, and good at running their agencies and lets them do their jobs, they can do really well. If everyone has to be a 26-year-old that went to Oberlin and passed the progressive purity test, then we're screwed. We will see.
Bradley Tusk is a venture capitalist and political strategist who ran Mayor Michael Bloomberg's reelection campaign as an independent in 2009. He says if Mamdani is elected, he faces big fiscal challenges and will have limited to no power to unilaterally enact some of his promises, including raising taxes.
They will use Zoran as the poster child.
They being the Republicans.
Republicans all over the country to indict whoever the Democrat is running for office. And to a certain extent, if he proves to be a decent mayor, that will have less teeth to it.
Hello, everybody.
That's one reason, Tusk says, National Democrats, like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are so wary about Mamdani. The Brooklynite senator has not endorsed him.
Do you think that there is something that the Democratic Party could learn from Mamdani's
success? Sure, a lot. I mean, one, he has a positive, affirmative message. If you look at the Democrats, especially in Washington, I couldn't tell you what their message is, other than that they're unhappy.
Back in Queens, Mamdani was joined by two other Democratic Socialist stars, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Their plea in the final days of the campaign, don't take any momentum for granted.
They will attack us from every conceivable angle, but we will not bend. New York is not for sale.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham in New York City.